In this episode, I'm going to tell you how to get access to the wisest person on Earth. And no, gals, it ain't me. Hello, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women 40 plus. That would be you, dear, helping you drop the wine and pick up conscious, happy living. That's it. It's so simple, right? I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is what we call a snippet, and you have entered snippet land. If you're new around here, I'm just so honored to have you. Let's get started. I don't want to take up too much of your time, and today I've got a very important message. Ready? Did you know you have access to the wisest person on earth? Not just any wise person, but the person just right for you. Who is this? Ready? Yeah, this is your inner coach. Your inner coach, also known as your intuition. Who could possibly know you better than your own intuition? Which, of course, depending on your beliefs, is tied to your subconscious, which, depending on your beliefs, is tied to the universal intelligence, aka God, even, right? You are connected. I'm connected. We are connected. In fact, once we disconnect, the heart stops a pumping and this show is over. That's what keeps us going, is that connection. That connection to the universal intelligence, the universal energy running everything, right? Well, think about that. You are connected, which means you have access to the perfect wisdom, the perfect advice, the perfect pathway for you right inside your own intuition. I mean, oh my God, that is so exciting. So first of all, I'm just going to go on the assumption that you believe me and you agree with that. You're like, oh yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think she's got something. Let's just start there, because I also know that while you may be thinking that, you're probably also thinking, but yeah, good luck. Good luck. Good luck, Becca. How am I going to access this intuition? How do I learn to trust it? How do I learn to not just hear it, but trust it and allow it to run my life and be more connected to it and start living by it? How do I do that, Becca? Especially when alcohol is my just about everyday buddy, when I'm using alcohol in the quiet moments, when I use it to unwind, kind of unplugs me from the intuition, Becca. Now, I know you're thinking that because that's exactly what I was thinking when I was drinking. I knew intuitively that I was intuitive. I know that I'm a spiritual being living in this physical body. But I also threw up my hands and went, yeah, well, don't expect to make any kind of really deep connection to that. Don't expect that, Becca, because you're drinking all the time. And for a lot of my life, I was also doing drugs of different kind. Way back far enough, some pretty hardcore drugs, but in more recent years, pills. Hey, gals, yep, been there, done it all, right? How the hell are you going to connect to your intuition when you're all spaced out half the time or depressed or hungover or frustrated or you know the drill that we live with when we can't control our drinking and we want out and we've failed? All of it that we live through. God, man, we're tough cookies, right? The fact that you're here hearing me means that you're still fighting. You're a tough cookie. But knowing that we have this inner coach, this intuition that can guide us in the right direction is so exciting, and it's worthwhile accessing. And of course, another highly motivational reason to quit drinking. Of course, you knew I was going to say that. Although the truth is, I do not believe anymore that you can't access it just because you're drinking. Not while you're like in a blackout, not while you're staggering around the room. But if you're just drinking, let's say a couple of glasses a day, and you know that's too much and you really want to quit, but you're not hammered out of your mind, you can re-access your intuition. May not be as sharp as otherwise and may not be as cheerful and as relaxed, but I don't say nobody ever, never read anywhere, saw any rule book that said, sorry, you don't count. You're disqualified from access to the universal source because you had a drink. I just don't see that anywhere, but it is hard. And not only that, it's also hard to believe. I didn't believe it. I thought, you know, when I finally give up alcohol, that's one of the things I'm really looking forward to, is being able to connect to my internal self, to my inner self, to connect to my higher self and feel the love that's there and feel guided by that. Because I just felt so lonely and disconnected. Now, if you've been in Snippet Land any length of time, or even in Quitlet Land, you know that all of us say the same thing when it comes to getting help. We say you need help. So am I now suggesting just access your inner coach and you don't need help? No, I'm actually not. But I am saying that your journey will be much more powerful and much more inspirational when you do get the help you need and you give up the alcohol. Please, please let this be part of your journey. This determination to connect with your inner self, this determination to find and contact and connect with the inner coach. Because while, yes, we're involved and we're getting help and all that's going on and we're doing the healing, we're healing the past, all the stuff connected with sobriety growth, right? While we're doing that, if we can also, when we also connect to the inner coach, that is so incredibly powerful and it will keep you going. So it should be a part of any path to sobriety. It's one of the reasons that I have you here in Snippet Land, plus my gals, my actual clients, anybody within my voice range, my YouTube strolls, all of it, wherever, when I'm talking, I'm always mentioning having a sacred space and using it, because that's where we go to connect to our higher selves. And there are many ways to do it, but it all has to start with one thing. I believe this with all of my heart. It has to start with a belief that not only that you have an inner coach, but that inner coach loves you, and that inner coach is available to you, and that inner coach will and can guide you. Because if you're just going, yeah, I don't know, I'm pretty sure I'm cut off from that. I'm cut off. The signal's broken, man. If you're thinking that, then you're not going to be able to. So today, really, my goal was to remind you that you have an inner coach, and I'm going to give you a little exercise you can do to contact your inner coach. But I want you to know that whether you're drinking or not, this should be part of the journey. We don't always need external advice. We definitely need to be heard. We do. We need to be heard and seen. Because if we try to heal in isolation, we just end up in a big pile of... right? And that's why we get involved with others and we get the support we need. But our inner coach can guide us as well. Now, I believe that we need to be heard and seen, and that's why I do things like the sacred mirror. But you can do both. So the sacred mirror, if you haven't heard, is a beautiful, simple little adventure you go on, an experience you have with me. By just tapping the link in the show notes, I ask you three simple questions. And when you answer them, you give me a little part of your story, just a little part of your story. I read that story and I turn on my microphone and I reflect back to you what I've heard you say. And I don't advise, but I do reflect. You're heard. I hear you and I see you, and you feel seen and you feel heard. And that is so important. So that part you can do. But how do you contact your own inner coach? You can contact me by tapping a link. How do you contact your own inner coach? Try this. Ready? Try this the next time you sit down in your sacred space. Take a few of those nice deep belly breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, with sighing on the exhale, relaxing on the exhale. In other words, come to rest. We talk about coming to rest here in Snippet Land. So you're coming to rest. Once you're settled and you're present, I want you to visualize you sitting across from you. See yourself sitting across from yourself, but not you today. I want you to see an older version of you. She could be just 1 year older. She could be 5 years older, 10 years older. Hell, she could be 20 years older. She's you, but she's older, which means automatically she's wiser. Simply by the fact that she's lived longer and learned more, that's it. Because she's growing. She's not sitting around doing nothing all those years. So envision yourself, let's just go with 1 year from now, because that's an exciting length of time, because it's right, almost touchable, right? So see yourself 1 year from now. Look at you. You're visualizing. You're sitting in your sacred space. Look at you 1 year from now. Look yourself over carefully. Look at your hair. Look at your skin, your face, your body. What are you wearing? How are you sitting? What's the look on your face? I want you to visualize you a year from now smiling back at you with love and compassion. Once you see that picture clearly in your mind's eye, start asking her questions. Ask her, what's going on in your world 1 year from now? How are things? Do you have any advice for me? What's life been like over the last 12 months? Ask her anything you want and then be silent and quiet and let her respond. Now, this at first might feel like, oh, I don't know, I'm probably just making this up as I go along. But if you practice this enough, you really do start getting accessing your intuition, your subconscious, your higher self, and you can actually get beautiful responses that inspire. But I'll tell you this, at the very least, you're connecting to your future self, and that is so powerful, especially if she's a sober, happy woman, right? Which I'm just going to go ahead and assume she will be, for the plain fact that you want to be sober and you're on the path, you're finding a way, you're on it, you're listening to this. So that means you're determined to do something. And I hope it's not sit around and listen to a podcast for the next year. I hope it's more than that, because this show, it'll inspire you, but this show alone won't get you sober. No show will, no book will. In fact, if a book or a show can get you sober, you don't have that big of an alcohol problem. If you can just quit by listening to a podcast, oh my God, go for it. More power to you. I'm happy for you. Go, go, go. Do that. You know, sometimes I hear from women and they'll come back in email or DM or whatever and say, oh, thanks for the podcast. I haven't had a drink in 6 months. And it was just really helpful to hear. And I'm very grateful to hear that it's inspirational and helpful. But that woman did not have a serious problem with alcohol. Because when you have a serious problem with alcohol, like kind of up the alley that I was in, it's not enough. I wish that would have been enough. But anyway, now I'm getting off topic. So that's how you access your inner coach, your higher self. And I encourage you to spend a few minutes with her every day. Hear what she has to say. Afterwards, maybe write down in your journal what the responses you got from you 1 year from now. But whatever you do, do not poo-poo the idea of an inner coach, because you have one. She loves you and she can and will guide you. And by the way, I just really wanted to say poo-poo today. I knew I could fit it in somewhere. Gals, the sacred mirror door is open and I'd love to send you a reflection. Check it out. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.